This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
And
welcome back.
I haven't been on the podcast for a little just because of, you know, vacay and shit, but I'm back.
You mean because you're busy working really hard?
Yeah. I was just kidding. But no.
Last night was the Vanderpump Rules part one, I guess, of the two-part finale.
It's the most important thing that we must discuss.
Okay. I the elephant in the room is Tom's triplet brothers.
I fucking agree, right?
One, look nothing like him. Two, are like, is Tom adopted? Are the triplets adopted?
I saw the resemblance. I feel like he just sort of just came out randomly beautiful.
And the kids and the three,
are they triplets?
They are triplets. They're identical triplets.
Well, I was one. You can't be an identical triplet.
I think you can. They looked identical. They all looked like the same person.
Yeah, well, I did notice that they did look very similar, but I wasn't sure.
They even had the same like facial hair.
Yeah, it was really weird. They didn't have enough money to come. Like, you had a wedding without, like, your parent, like,
your dad. Or, like, your brothers weren't going to come. They just, like, couldn't get it together. There's clearly, like, more going on.
Yeah.
Like, the mom wasn't like, oh, I'll make sure that.
But the mom was there, right?
Yeah, the mom was there. Jax was talking about dating her. It was.
Oh, yeah.
A little weird. But, like, I don't know how anyone was like, oh, Tom, like, your brothers, who are supposedly your younger triplet brothers.
Are they younger?
Yeah. Tom Schwartz, he put up a picture last night of, like, him and, like, the stroller. Like, and then there's a stroller with three of them.
Like little blonde boys.
It was, like, so cute and so funny. But then you see them as adults and you're like, these four people can't be from the same family.
That's really, really funny. Yeah, that was definitely the elephant. I was really, really confused about his brothers and the fact that the dad just didn't come and he, like, called him. And he's like, I love you. I'm getting married. Bye. And then, like, that was it.
Yeah. It made me feel like, okay, Tom definitely has some, like, daddy issues, which probably
made me feel very sad.
Yeah. I mean, Katie, like, clearly also has, like, it makes sense now, like, why they have, like, relationship issues. They clearly come from slightly broken homes.
What's Katie's sitch?
Her parents haven't spoken to each other in, like, 4.5 years. Remember,
were they both at the wedding?
They're both at the wedding, but it was the first time they'd seen each other in, like, 5 years. Now it all kind of makes sense. They're, like, weird communication habits and, like, all that other stuff. Nothing against people with divorced parents.
We all have several divorced parents.
I have about endless amounts of whatever. Anyway, I can
endless amounts of divorced parents.
I have a well of them. But it kind of makes sense why they, like, clearly have, like, this weird dysfunctional relationship.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the wedding was pretty.
Yeah, it was cute. It was nice. It was so weird because the whole season is just, like, them just, like, screaming at each other, total chaos. Like, you're like, and then this episode, and it looks like the next episode, everything's just, like, lovely and beautiful.
Well, that's because it's like, oh, I love you. Okay, let's get married. Next day, he's like, I fucking hate you. Right. Why did I marry you?
But that's what's going to happen. It was the first episode with, like, no drama.
Can we talk about Sheena? Like, how she's just,
oh yeah,
overcompensates. Everything is amazing. Everything is amazing with Shay. Like,
I don't know what his deal is. He just, like, is napping, or
he's weird.
Do you think he's cheating on her?
I don't know. But, like, it's so obvious when Lisa was like, yeah, I don't really buy it, because she, like, is overcompensating and just, like, everything is perfect. No relationship is perfect. Everyone, like, hates each other once in a while. And then, like,
right. There's clearly a lot of stuff going on, like, off air, I feel like, because
yeah, I'm excited.
She
for
just
the next
keeps saying
episode.
Everything's good. And she's like, oh, it's so weird. He's just, like, never here.
I just hope the next season is about that. And it's going to be super, like, yeah. I just hope it's, like, telling, or we get into, like, an inside look into their relationship.
Well, I think that's going to be, like,
and she just breaks down.
Yeah, that's got to be, like, the cliffhanger of this season. I was definitely tuned in for that. I can't wait for the reunion.
Let's definitely tune in.
Again, I feel like she'll talk about it on the reunion. And
yes,
it's one of many reasons why I love reunions.
I love reunions. They're so real.
Because the reunion is, like, after everyone got to watch everyone talking shit about them the whole season and see, like, what was going on, like, the bigger picture, and then they get to comment on it. And if James is there, he's obviously just going to go on some sort of crazy verbal attack.
Is Lala, like, off the show? Yes, right?
I guess. I feel like she'll be at the reunion.
It's so crazy how we can, like, talk at length about this stupid fucking show.
I know, but it's so good. I don't know why.
I feel like the... Okay, so...
I also enjoyed watching Lisa try to pretend like she didn't fucking hate her accommodations.
Her what? Oh, I think I missed that part. I was like half paying attention, but I was paying attention.
It's okay.
There's no way Lisa enjoyed living in like as a woodsman.
Oh yeah, she was like, oh, it's like, it's interesting. It's not what I'm used to. And then they like flash back to the Dubai hotel with like Kyle Richards. Yeah. It's like basically a building.
Her dress was very like, she tried to dress like a priest. Did you notice that? It was like black and like sort of long. And she wore these like giant pearls that sort of resembled like the white part of that costume.
The dress was weird.
She was just like trying to be like,
I didn't really like Katie's dress.
Very religious. I mean, it looked like it came from Necessary Clothing, but yeah. But I mean, like I understood her.
Yeah,
like,
I understand
why.
Her the visual
the
thing
vibe.
She was going for.
I got it. I liked the setting of the wedding. I really liked it. It was cute, and I also really Ariana looked really good in the suit. Do we not agree?
I don't know why she had to wear a suit. I guess it was like she was like a groomsman, but like
she was a groomsman. Katie didn't want her to do it, so like whatever.
I don't know why.
I thought she looked better than everybody else in their ugly dresses.
Yeah, I guess she was.
Also, like the flash, the things with Tom. Like, I got an extra tie, man. I got an extra sock, man. No, you. I got an extra shirt. I feel
they're dressing. He's dressing the triplets. The whole thing was bizarre. It was like a little classist. It was a little awkward. I didn't really know what to like make of it.
I just needed a scene of like Tom like doing like their hair, you know, like with all the mousse.
Right. It almost seemed like the brothers, the triplets, were like hired actors paid to like come and pretend to be Tom's triplet brothers.
I have a feeling no.
It was
they
just
couldn't make that up.
It was just so weird.
Why
they missed
three?
Their flight. Yeah. The three of them missed. They couldn't make it to the airport, even though
something is
came.
Off.
There's something weird going on.
Let's
in
do
Tom's
let's
family.
Do a little digging.
Yeah, next time are the results of our investigatory journalism on Tom Schwartz's
okay.
brothers.
The next thing we need to talk about is this article that came out. Excuse me, I have a little cold. About the Thinks, the you know THINX CEO getting. Sued or accused of sexual harassment. She's a female,
yes.
And she's getting like accused by other women.
And just to clarify, Thinks is a are the period panties?
Yeah, it's like the period panties. Like you can see they're like shit in the subway. Like,
two
ads.
Things no one wants to really hear or talk about. Panties.
The word panties. You can just call them underwear, Jenna.
they're called period panties.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, whatever. It's like a very like feminist, like feminism.
Why
like,
is it feminist?
Because like their ads show stretch marks. It looks like a very real sort of advertising campaign for like women's bodies.
But is the idea of like a period panty, is that like...
It's like just because your period or whatever is not supposed... She's sort of making it okay to talk about your period, whereas people like are uncomfortable.
Right. But I'm saying the product in itself.
It's supposed to be like thick or some shit.
It seems like wearing like an adult diaper.
Sounds great.
I don't know. I'm going to stick to
yeah.
To
I haven't tried them, but, well, it's like just in case kind of thing.
Right. Interesting.
Well, so she...
Have you tried them? I haven't tried them.
No, I have not tried them.
Sorry, back to the actual point.
Okay, this article that was so fucking long in New York Magazine, but it was so good. I literally couldn't stop reading, like, all of the... Like, there was one woman who got fired, like, a girl. She was, like, 26, whatever, female.
Oh, she got fired?
She was fired.
That. Yeah, okay.
And she then... And she didn't take, like, her... What's that called? Severance? Because, okay. like, otherwise, then she would, like, forego, like, legal action.
Oh, okay.
So she decided not to take it, and then she sued them for, like, sexual harassment. And then,
why was she fired?
Like, unclear. Like, first she heard that she was being fired.
Right.
Like, she found out. Uh-huh. And then, so she told, like, the COO, and then the COO didn't seem to know about it. Mm-hmm. COO goes and tells the CEO, Micah, whatever. Like that band, you know, Micah, whatever. And then she all of a sudden gets locked out of all of her accounts and then immediately gets fired, doesn't get her bonus and says that her performance was poor. Meanwhile, she was like about to have her performance review and wrote down all of her amazing performance. She goes and like sues. And apparently like the story is that the CEO was always like really obsessed with her breasts and like would touch them in the office and like would literally comment on the size of her boobs and like literally and then
just like a very inappropriate person, right?
Very inappropriate. And then apparently she like would she once Skyped in into a meeting from the bathroom from the
toilet.
I feel
like I know a lot of people who would do that. Like,
I know people
great.
But like yeah, she also like would Skype in for meetings from in bed without wearing any clothing.
Yeah, and something which I remember reading about something with like the Burning Man orgy dome, like describing that in detail
to the office. And just and everybody would feel very uncomfortable, but they didn't want to say it because then she would get very pissed off and angry, and like nobody wanted that around her. So she was sort of like, she like but her response was that I was just making this like open environment,
right,
where everything was okay. But there's a line. You can't touch people's boobs if they don't ask you like to.
Yeah, it's definitely not something we practice in our office.
No, it's just because you're a woman and you want to like.
Well, it's interesting because I've never heard of like a woman really be it's in the workplace being accused of sexual harassment, despite the stories of like Rachel Green and her or like. Also Jennifer Aniston plays a lot of like sort of sexually harassing bosses.
Who is she sexually harassing?
Joshua. Is that her assistant?
No.
Tag, her assistant Tag she was sleeping with. And then in Horrible Bosses, she was like actually harassing her dental assistant.
Yeah, yeah, that was funny.
So she actually, come to think of it, she's actually a poster child for female.
But this is real.
So. Yeah, this is real. No, I'm saying it's just funny. It makes me think of that. No, it's not funny. Sexual harassment is not funny.
It's not funny.
But I mean, Some of the stuff in the article is like pretty.
She just sort of sounds amazing. Like a sort of okay. No, there's nothing wrong with like sexual liberation and being sexually open, but like there are totally boundaries in an office and a professional workspace where you're like literally paying people to do things for you, for your company, and like you have to create an environment that's comfortable and safe, and not like one where you're afraid you're about to get your boobs grasped by your like employer. Or your boss.
Yeah, I think they felt like, I think there's this weird line between she probably felt like she was being like ultra feminist and open, and but like, and because she was a woman, it was okay. And then there's obviously
it's like sort of she's taking advantage of being of the feminism. Right.
Yeah. It's and the whole like the idea behind the company, it's just kind of like it sounds like something that like had some sort of like a almost like a too liberal intention.
Yeah.
And then went like,
but nobody
and then
was
like
on,
went way overboard.
It's almost as if nobody was on board with the like super, super liberal intention. Like she was only she was on board.
Right.
And apparently she would only give like, according to this article, she would only give raises or something to the men. Or something, she would like, deny raises to the women or the female employees.
I think it was not that she didn't, that they were like lowerly paid, but I think the men probably like negotiated more at some time. That's the gist that I got from the article, that the only people who got like really good raises were the men, which is why you should slay your pay if you're a woman and negotiate higher and make sure that you're,
stand your ground.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Okay, but then the other best part is that she doesn't have an HR department, which is fine. A lot of startups don't have HR departments, but like they also aren't like, grasping other women's breasts on the reg or changing in front of the office. The other thing was that the girl who was suing, she like had a nipple piercing and she showed like or told one of like her employees.
Okay.
The boss found out and she's like, show me. And she asked her to show her in the office and then she wanted her to show it to the male employee who quote unquote, don't worry, he's cool. Something like that.
Oh my God.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
It sounds like this woman's just like kind of nuts.
Like she just sounds like a nut.
She sounds like someone who you might be entertained by like in the real world, but like as your boss, it's just
a maniac.
Right.
Like a pure
maniac. But I could see how in her mind she was like, okay, like I'm this like strong, empowered female woman making these period underwear, and like everyone who works for me probably has this attitude and this vibe.
Yeah.
Like clearly everyone was not on
board. I looked on her website. The best part was like one of the lines is like her next venture is called Tushy, which is like going into bidets, which is like, you know, douching. But the best part is I looked on her website and it was the about page and it was like Mickey menstruates. And then she's like, she comes up with like, it's very professional, comes up with like, it's the description of her thinks thing. And then it goes, Mickey pees. And then describes her like about the underwear. Then it goes, Mickey poops. I was like, how is this?
So these are diapers.
Like, no, this is, the poops is about her like bathroom venture, like whatever, her bidet venture.
Okay.
Whatever. I just think it's like very, very, she sounds crazy.
Yeah, she sounds entertaining, but like totally fucking like, nuts.
Apparently 10 out of the 35 employees like left.
I heard
over
that.
A period
yeah,
of time.
I wonder what the environment is like today in the things office.
Wait, no, the best part was that, okay, so she didn't have an HR department, which is fine. So then she set up this thing because she wasn't in the office a lot, was these women called like, the culture queens. That's two women from the office, like the oldest women. They never not trained in HR.
Oh, didn't they call like the woman over 30 nannies?
Yes, they called and the younger women children. Yeah, but besides that, yeah, they were quoting.
It sounds like a weird cult.
Yeah, very weird. But so she called the culture queens, which is like the women you're supposed to come to like file your complaints. And apparently, the girl who is suing went and complained, and apparently the culture queens were like, yeah, she does it to me too. But like nothing was done.
Right.
She Can said, you imagine saying your HR department is called the culture queens?
I feel like that's something Michael Scott would do.
Yeah. No, it sounds like a very, very racy office.
Right.
The office. But yeah,
this all sounds like stuff that like Michael Scott wouldn't even do. So you know it's really crazy.
So like what are your thoughts on this?
On things?
On things.
On this whole thing, which we've just been talking about.
I
think it's fucking crazy.
I think she's fucking crazy. I would love to, I like looked her up. I'm like, I would be very scared to meet her. She sounds like very...
She sounds like a very interesting character. Like, I would be interested to meet her. I would like to see,
you know, like, that episode of Friends when Joey can like undo Phoebe's shirt with one finger?
Maybe that's
I feel like
her.
She could do that.
But she's straight, right?
I don't know.
She has a fiance.
She has a fiance.
They didn't
like,
specify that.
She had a fiance, yeah. Okay. And she was like, apparently somebody from the office was buzzing up to her apartment to get something. And she like over the intercom told him, sorry, we were just trying to conceive our child.
Like,
and I have
Michael
to
Scott
put legs up. I have to go pee legs up. Like something like that. You guys should read this article. It's
okay.
Actually so funny.
Yeah. I really wonder like what the actual deal is. Obviously, like, I'm sure there's like definite serious truth in these allegations. But I wonder what like to her, like it seemed like she was just like,
well, they what they
around,
were saying
or someone
was
took
that,
it too seriously, or
well,
I don't know.
What they were saying was that all of the employees said about her was that she could like tell herself something and then believe it to be true.
Right.
So like a crazy person. So like she could just sort of like
justify
her actions based on whatever she tells herself is okay or is the truth or this, I'm acting for feminism.
Right. I could totally see how that would like come about.
Which just means she's very, very not grounded. She's like off of the ground.
She's off the ground.
Right. Not down to earth.
Chakra's not aligned.
Fuck no.
Can we talk about Tickled really quick?
Yes, I wish. Like, I saw this documentary. Okay, Tickled is a documentary you all should watch. Apparently now
it's on
HBO. I paid it for it to watch it like maybe 7 months ago when it was on iTunes because I was like, what is this madness I need to watch? The trailer was like sort of suspenseful and horror.
It is like fucked up. It is so weird.
Okay. Describe what is it about, Trina?
Okay. So it seems like it's this reporter from New Zealand who's this big like entertainment star, and he's basically he comes across this thing about like competitive endurance tickling by this company like Jane O'Brien Media. So he just like messages them like on Facebook or emails them like being like, hey, like this seems like an interesting story, something like that. And then they respond. So this woman, I think her name was like Debbie or Deborah or something, like responds to him. And it's like, hey, like we actually don't want to be associated with you at all because you're gay. So like, please.
Oh, the reporter was gay, right.
Yeah. So it's like, please stop looking into this because like we don't want any association with like your kind of lifestyle.
And so he dug deeper.
Dug deeper because he was like annoyed by that, like rightfully so. And he was like, instead of deterring him, it like made him more interested. And he like uncovers this whole, I don't want to like ruin the whole thing, but
you guys need to watch this and then email us about what you think about this documentary. It's so fucking crazy.
He uncovers this whole like fucking crazy world about like these boys who were doing this like
tickling for money. Like
it's like a sort of a fetish, but like everyone's clothed. I don't know.
It's like these boys who, they're like tied down, and then another boy goes on top and starts tickling him until like he can't take it. Apparently tickling is like a form of torture.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Yeah. So
but like not,
and then it's like,
well, what they said they were justifying it to like the guys who they recruited to do it by being like, they're testing this out for the military. And he was like, I don't think they're going to do like endurance tickling.
The craziest part was when one kid wanted to leave and be like, I can't do this anymore. Debbie O'Brien, who you'll find out who it is.
Starts harassing them
and threatens to release the videos of them in this endurance tickling out into the world so we can't get a fucking job. It sounds so awful, but so funny.
I would still hire someone who I saw a video of being tickled online.
Oh my God.
They're also like all wearing like Adidas shirts, or are they like sponsored by Adidas? It's very confusing.
That was they were wearing like the uniform I wore in like second grade soccer.
Yeah, they're all like wearing these weird like uniforms. It's like part of it seems like really porn-ish, but like part of it's like,
You guys have to
watch
it. You
gotta
watch
it.
It's so funny. We had to talk about it because it's like,
it's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
And it's so good. The whole documentary was like a movie. It felt like Jinx.
Yeah. It's like, I like the slogan for it, like the movie. It's like Tickled. It's not what you think.
It wasn't what you think.
It's not what you think. Go watch it.
Okay.
Okay. Should we, let's do
Dear Betches.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay. I'll read the first one.
Go for it.
Dear Betches, I've been single about 4 months now and have just met a pretty girl, cool guy, or so I thought. When we first met, I made sure I didn't sleep with him too soon. We spent 4 days straight together, and then once I slept with him, it was another 6 whole days and nights after that. Crazy, I know. We just got along so well, and everything was awesome. He would pick me up, take me to restaurants, and was a true gentleman. He even opened all the doors for me and would take his coat off and give it to me when I was cold. I'm in no way a romantic, but that was really nice. Till one day he fell sick, quote unquote,
sick,
and was MIA for 5 days or so. I didn't think much of it since boys are stupid when they're sick and literally think they're dying, so I just let him recuperate and thought he would get back to me once he was better. I noticed about a week, he was posting on Instagram and he looked fine. I texted him to see how he was and if he wanted to hang out, and he's completely ghosted me. I put 2 and 2 together and realized he probably just wanted to get it in, but to go to all that effort and fill someone's head with bullshit just to have sex, it's a little pathetic. And of course, my ego is bruised, so I'm mad that I let it happen. My question to you is, should I call him out or should I just move on and forget about it? The sensible part of me says, just get over it and move on. But the 3 a.m. drunk and annoyed part of me says, call him out. And maybe the next time he does it to someone else, he may realize what a twat he's being. What do you think?
Is she British? She's a twat. It's hard to say without knowing like more details.
I think you just let it go because it's not your job to fix his psychological. Unless if you happen to come across him, I think you could be like, oh, by the way, that was really fucked up. But I don't think you need to like.
Yeah. The thing is like he's going to deal with his own shit. One day he's going to like feel bad that he ghosted you. Maybe if he's like decent. He's probably just a little immature because most immature people ghost. Right.
Right.
Immature.
Right. It's like a cowardly move because instead of just like saying how you feel and dealing with something, it's just someone who like runs away from shit.
Right.
But this, I think, brings up a more interesting topic, which is that you may think someone's a nice guy because they're nice to you, but they might not, like, just because someone's nice to you, like, while they're sleeping with you and dating you doesn't mean that they're a nice person in general. And I think while some people are, like, almost turned on by that, like, oh, he's kind of an asshole, but he's nice to me, I think what you really want is someone who's nice to everyone, because someone who's nice to you is going to be nice to you while they want to sleep with you, or going to be nice to you while they want to date you, but then once they're not in that romantic
turns
phase,
off the nice.
Right, then they become like who they are to everyone else. And so like what you really want is someone who's nice to everyone, because then even if it's like, even if they're having a bad day with you or even if they're over you, they're still going to be like a decent person and tell you how they feel.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And I feel like we're talking about someone. I totally agree. Because, like, it's you then become the everyone else once, like, the whole romantic part is off. You just become, like, the other people. And if he's not nice in general, like, maybe he's nice to you because he wants something from you. And if he's not nice in general, like, that's like a red flag that there's something wrong with him.
Right.
Like, there's something going on with him that why isn't he nice to people? He's not comfortable with himself. He's just, like... he's battling inside.
Some weird shit. It makes him feel better about himself to like not be nice to people, or he's just like kind of a coward. Face his shit.
And I get that attraction when you're younger, like you just sort of want that asshole bro. For sure. You want him to be like really sweet to you,
right? Because you have that feeling of like, oh, it makes me special to be like someone's nice to me. That's not nice to most people, and so I'm special because like he's being nice to me. Yeah. When really, it's like, no, he's just being nice to you in the moment because he wants something, and then that's not a person you can trust or feel safe with.
Right, I totally agree. So in this case, I agree with you, Jordana, that like she should just let it go, because even if she were to say something to him, like, I need closure, what if he's probably not going to respond?
Right.
Like, he's probably not going to respond, and then really you're just thinking like, oh, I was wrong about him being nice, has nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
He just wanted to have sex. And yes, it's pathetic. It's totally pathetic. You're right. It is very pathetic. But
then you should just consider yourself lucky, because like this was, if you got any deeper and he didn't do this, you would have eventually realized that anyway. Let's say he was interested in you for longer. Let's say he was interested in you for 6 months. Eventually his true colors of like being this dick who like can't speak to people or like face his issues would come out.
And unless he's actually really sick, we're sorry.
Well, it seems like he's posting on Instagram.
Like maybe he's just deciding to post from like inside a hospital. But yeah, I don't know.
And yet won't answer his texts.
Yeah.
I would let it go. If you happen to run into him, you can be like, oh, by the way, that was like kind of fucked up. But I wouldn't go out of your way to do that because he's not going to change because you tell him to. He's going to change because he sees like bad results.
P.S. So I don't know if you guys know, we wrote a really, really fucking funny dating book. It's called I Had a Nice Time and Other Lies, How to Find Love and Shit Like That. It was a hardcover. Now the paperback version, or a soft cover, is coming out in 1 month on April, what, 10th, 11th?
I think it's April 10th.
Someday in April.
Yeah, but you can pre-order it on Amazon now. It has a lot of other really great dating gems.
It's like it's really funny. It's like it's dating, real dating advice for people who don't take themselves that seriously. Get it. And it's also like our first version is like really pink and like hardcover and pretty, but this one is
cool
white
and white
and has like gold. I love it. I fucking love it. I took a picture of it yesterday and put it on my own Insta story, which is a big deal.
So you know it's really good. Should we
play a game?
Yeah, let's play a game.
Let's play games. Okay. Games. Give me some games, Jordana. Okay. You love games.
I do love games.
When we were like away, like actually like for work or just on regular vacation, she's always fucking trying to play games.
I think the games tell a lot about who the person
you're
talking to.
You already know me.
It's the best way to get to know someone, even though I've known you for like 18 years.
Yeah, we also like we're really heavily competitive when we play the movie game. We've been playing the movie game for maybe 10 years now.
Yes. I mean, I feel like we're almost equally good, so it's a very...
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun because like we're worthy competitors.
I won last time.
We should stop watching movies. Yeah. Okay, would you rather be 6'2 or 4'6?
As a woman.
As yourself.
4'6 because I'm almost there.
You're not almost there.
4'6.
Like, that's very different.
4'6. Life is easier.
You think?
Yeah. 6'2, you have a smaller pool of men to date.
That's true.
And like you can never, you're just tall as fuck.
But if you're like in the WNBA?
Does it say that you're 6'2 in the WNBA?
I don't know.
There are people who are 4'6 and they're midgies, but like...
Is that like a real height? Like non-midget height?
Sorry, I don't think this is an appropriate word.
Is that a height that you could be healthy at?
Yeah, I feel like you could be 4'6.
We'll have to look into that.
Do you mean you have stunted growth
short? You have some physical ailments from being that short.
Like my feet are small or something?
No, like your organs are, I don't know.
Okay, well then if I have health issues, I'd probably be 6'2". So you're saying, would you rather be impaired or just really tall?
Really fucking tall.
I guess I'd really be tall. But if I'm just as healthy and I look normal, not normal. I just mean
Uma Thurman is like 6 feet. Is she not?
6'2 is different than 6 feet.
Maybe.
And I didn't mean normal. I just meant like you look like you would if you were like 5'5".
Right. It's tough.
If I had that option, I'm 5 feet. So like I'm kind of close. It's like just 4 inches.
It's 6 inches. You've always been bad at math. You've always been terrible at math.
I forget
it's
that it's not 10. It's 12.
Okay, well, I'm like 5. I'm like 5'8". So that's 6 inches taller than me. I think it's 6 inches taller than me.
Then what?
Like 6'2 is 6 inches taller.
Can we stop doing the
math
and just go to the next one?
All right, fine. We're gonna let's do another one. Okay. Would you rather have the mind of a 27-year-old and live in the 12-year-old's body or a 60-year-old's body?
6-year-old's body. Like my mom's turning 60 in a couple years and she looks great.
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to my cool mom. But like being 12 for like ever,
it's like you're in big. No, it's
weird.
Like the opposite of being
in big. It's like you're prepubescent and you're like just, it's like weird. I'd rather be
cool.
But you're
probably like a little more agile, no?
Like great, I can do more squats. But like a 60-year-old woman is like if you're a healthy 60-year-old, I think the better question is like 75.
Okay, fine, 75.
I can't answer.
Yeah, you're right. 70, because 60 is like...
60, like you're a cool mom.
You could look chill.
You could look really good. Like,
it's also just like weird to have like sex looking like a 12-year-old as opposed to like...
Exactly.
But it's also weird at 75, but not also, as weird.
It's also like not okay to have sex as a 12-year-old.
Like, but you're actually 27. You just like
in your
look
head,
like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, but in your head, your body is not ready for the penetration. So I think I choose 75 regardless.
Either way.
Because otherwise, you just get into the weird child, like,
statutory
situation.
Yeah, it gets a little weird. But it's almost like weird. It's like, would you rather your body be underdeveloped or, like
slightly older?
But like, or like, I mean, when you're slightly older, it's like in a decomposition phase.
Yeah, but I'm always that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd rather be older.
Fine. Okay. Let's do.
Let's get older.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Okay. So if you had to be stranded on a deserted island with one reality star, who would it be? And why?
Oh my God. And why? Name one cool thing about you. Do you know the answer to
the answer to yours?
Yeah.
Mine?
What do you think my answer is? Who do you think I would
I feel like you would be stranded with Erica Jane.
I love Erica Jane.
I know you love Erica Jane.
She's really cool. Wait, but why wouldn't I want to be with a dude?
Because you're very in love with your boyfriend.
Oh, like am I single in this scenario?
Sure. You're never going to see him again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't even think of a guy. What's the matter with me?
I feel like I would choose Tom Sandoval because he's really funny.
I don't think he's going to have sex with you.
He would, though.
I guess. Yeah.
Like, he has sex with Ariana.
We think.
And they're not stranded.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. There's something that's like weird about
there
him.
There are also other reality shows.
Yeah, I know. What else
like,
is
besides
there?
Bravo, like there's the Kardashians.
Ben Higgins.
Oh, you mean Bachelor?
Ben Higgins would be nice. Sean Lowe.
Sean Lowe's cool.
Yeah. I feel like there's way more we haven't even thought
I
of.
Love Chris Sewell's or Souls. Souls. I love him. I would strand. He'd know how to farm the shadow of the island. I would love him.
I'd probably be like stranded with like CT from The Challenge because like he'd one, be really good at like hunting and shit.
That's what they do on The Challenge.
And two, he's like pretty hot.
Yeah. So if you guys want to tell us who you'd be stranded on an island, please email us.
Oh, yes.
At slapped@betches.com. That's SLAPPED at betches.com. And send us your dear betches. And yeah, great.
Yeah.
Amazingness. And don't forget to rate. What is it you do? Rate?
Yes.
Rate us
on iTunes.
On iTunes, all those things, SoundCloud, Stitcher, whatever. And tell all of your fucking friends. Okay. Bye.
Bye.